Tattva Darshan, the glories of Magmas, Brut. And as you may know, there are three most auspicious months in the year, and there are Magmas to begin the year, and then in the middle, Vaishak, Chaitra Vaishak, which is April, May, and towards the end of the year is Kartik. Kartik is a special month to get the mercy of Srimati Radharani, for those who are so inclined, but generally, and the worshippers of Radha and Krishna, but across the board, Vaishnavas of any type, and even yogis and others, they invariably strictly observe Magmas Brut. It's much more significant and popular and widespread throughout India, much more than Vaishak or Kartik. All three of them are described in Padma Purana and Skanda and other Puranas, the virtues of them all. Sanatana Goswami highlights all, especially Magmas Brut, a lot in his Hari Bhakti Vilas, in the 14th Vilas. And so we've taken a summary of that, the essential points in a few pages, and we put it on our website. You can download it or read it or whatever the hell works. But it's really quite amazing. And I was just taking a bath this morning. I was praying to Radharani and to Madhav. This is the month of Madhav. That somehow, as long as I'm moving, I can observe this vow every year. Yeah, I may travel and preach here and there, but I want to be in Braj every day of my life, but maybe I should go sometimes to Delhi, Bombay for preaching or other places. But I want to hope to pray that I can be in Braj Dham for Magmas and for Kartik, and even best Chaturmasya, which I've been pretty much in. I've been spent the last 25 Chaturmasyas in Vrindavan, so that's a nice thing. But I came aware of this English edition of Hari Bhakti Vilas, the great virtues. I'm really excited about it, and we sharing with all. You're a little restrained because you're living in the cities, but when you move to the Dham, I would hope you can take more advantage of this. And the keynote of Kartik is offering ghee lamps and everywhere. Hanging ghee lamps, rows of ghee lamps called Deepavali, a row of ghee lamps, Deepavali, series of, and Akanda Deepam, and daily Deepams to trees, to Ashwat trees every day, and to, of course, Krishna and Radharani, Damodar. It's big time for lights. And that's like the main thing to do. And even if you don't do too many other things, if you just have a lot of ghee lamps and oil lamps and sesame and all over the place lights, you get all kinds of benefit. And forget about fasting. It's Kali Yuga, and they know more than anything how weak we are in all these departments. They say, listen, just keep, you know, like Arjuna, arrows were always coming in his hand, you know. He was shooting arrows one after the other, so we should just keep a whole quiver full of ghee wicks. And keep firing ghee wicks. Oh, this tree, okay, ghee wick. This body, holy body of water, float, Jamuna River, float a ghee wick. This Thakurji, ghee wick, ancestors, petries, everybody ghee wicks. That's really the main thing, if I look back in a very summary way on the whole thing. That's the minimal and most powerful thing. And in a similar way, in Magmas, it doesn't say anything about ghee lamps at all. Very interesting. Although it's a Mahatmya, it's very powerful, whereas the Lord and the concerned parties, especially Radharani, are pleased, and Kartik with Deepam, offerings of ghee, and there's even a whole day called Deepavali, isn't there? So it's not exactly, it's not New Year's, it's just it's a happy time, like something like that, isn't it? Celebration time, something like Christmas, but Christmas is celebrating a function of the appearance of the Son of God, yes? And so this is also related a godly festival celebrating the return of our Lord Ram by all his worshippers, which is all of India and all the world, for that matter. So the same way in Magmas, it's the month of taking a bath, bathing. I bathe every day in my house. But it says, no, outside. Why outside? Even a mud puddle outside, or even a balti or a bucket of water you leave outside all night long in the stars and the planets, and bring it in your house, that's the minimal, least, you know, observance of the actual touching the brata. is to take that kind of bath, outdoor bath, and even that goes to that extent. You're staying in Bombay and Mount Meru and some stupid building, and you can put a on the rooftop, maybe in the veranda, but hardly it gets exposed. But definitely should be clearly exposed to the stars and moon. And what happens is what they say in the Shastras, why that's not just to give you a nice cold bath, because the water will surely be cold when it comes in, especially in North India when it's 4 degrees at night, centigrade, which it was many nights over here. Same in Delhi. But actually all the planets and all the holy places, they invest all their shaktis. It's all very subtle consideration, obviously. But they invest all their shaktis and powers in any outside standing body of water. Just as, and Kumbh Mela, which also happens the same month, Kumbh. Kumbh means the pot of Mohini. Mohini was carrying a pot of nectar produced from the churning of the Mantan, Samudra, Mantan of the Devas and Asuras. And out came this nectar, and Mohini was bearing that pot, and then they were jostling for it, the demigods and demons, and she dropped some. And when it fell at particular times, at particular, maybe different places, but definitely it's said that on different days during Magh, I guess maybe that was a time when this Leela happened in Magh Mas, that there was different times, different times that month, and it fell, and then in Kumbh Mela, that's why it's called Kumbh Mela, the Mela of the Kumbh, Amohini's Nectar Kumbh, because they say the nectar is falling, so there's particular days on Sankranti or certain days when they say that if you go at this time, the nectar, this celestial, invisible nectar coming from this immortality pot of Mohini Murti is falling onto the earth planet and landing in the Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, at the Triveni. So that's the tattva, or the philosophy, why they bathe in the Lalabad, why in Magh. I lived there for 1 month in 1989 and 1 week in 1995 and took all the appropriate baths over there, and this was explained to me. Now that's occasional, a few days, Amavasya, etc., a few key days in the month when this phenomenon happens, is nectar surcharged water. But just being there is also auspicious to being bathed, you know, at that Triveni during this month of Magh, or any sacred river or any body of water. But in Magh there's some speciality that every day, you know, throughout the night, day and night, but somehow they say put the bucket at night, every day of the month, the energy, the bodies of water are collecting energies of all the rishis, the sages, the holy place, the stars, everything are being collected. So consequently, there's tremendous boons and benedictions when you take bath, early morning bath, especially before sunrise for some reason. I guess it's more austere, more cold. And you get, you know, long life and health and all these things. So this is a very interesting thing that they deposit. Like someone might say, where's all your money? Oh, I deposited it under that neem tree in the park. Okay, see ya. And you run over to the neem tree and collect the money. So all the holy places, rather than going here and there and everywhere, oh, you want to get our mercy, blessings, power, ashirvad, all this. Well, we stored it all. We deposited it all in bodies of water. And the Ganga, Saraswati, Narmada, Jamuna, even any lake, any body of water, but especially, of course, in a holy place. So it says it's the duty of every human being to bathe in a holy place during Magh Mas to please Lord Krishna. Water in the month of Magh, bodies of water outside the home become completely pure, and they destroy all, in other words, they destroy unlimited amounts of sin. So every lake and river and Jamaica and Barbados and all these islands and Trinidad and America, and they become Ganga. They become like Pavitra Nadi, Pavitra lakes, purifying lakes. And these five activities are very pleasing to Lord Krishna. One, to observe Magh Brat. Two, to observe Kartik Brat. Three, to chant the 12-syllable mantra. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 4. To worship Lord Vishnu, Archan, every day with 16 articles. Sodash Uchara, 16 right? Articles of Upachara. 5. Maintain a Tulsi grove to take care of Tulsi plants. A grove can be a rooftop garden. Some people in Delhi, they have a bunch of Tulsi plants growing on the roof or in some area. And because of their bhakti and attention and green thumb or whatever, they're growing really well. I've seen that in many places, quite impressive. That's a very wonderful and pleasing thing to the Lord. Then just something about if one bathes outside, he gets 1,000 times and 10,000, 1,000,000, and all these kind of things. But at least a couple of times in the month, we should try and bathe outside the home. It says it's so, the sages are so merciful and so kind, because you may live in Rajasthan, and there's no too many lakes, and things are pretty dried up out there. It's like a desert most of the places. So it says, what you can do is dig a little hole in the sand in the desert, and you can throw some water in there. And then it says, even bathing in a mud puddle awards mukti. It's called mud puddle mukti. Mud puddle mukti. You know, mud means mitti. Mitti puddle mukti. So you have a little, you take some earth. Earth means mitti, clay. You dig the earth and make a little place where you can bathe, a little bathing hole. And there's no water there because it's a desert. So you go in your house and get out of your tank and put it there outside. And it gets in that, and you just go there with it, sit on the side with a low tip. All right. Just see the mercy and the power of Magmas Ki Jai. I had to put this in here. It was too much. Even bathing in a mud puddle, a little hole in the earth full of water, that's a mud puddle. It awards mukti. And even it describes a house bucket. It says, set a bucket outside in the open air overnight, bring it inside and bathe. This equals bathing in a holy place. And some devotees, believe it or not, are actually doing that. Such a bath bestows all desirable objects. Appendix, I said, add a drop of Ganga water, Jamuna, or Radhakund water just for bath. You know, okay, I'm getting liberation, all these benefits, all the holy rivers are here, but I just want to make sure Radhakund's here too. Put Radhakund in there too. So that's there. So then you can have that bath, and I'm bathing in Radhakund, because unfortunately I'm not in Radhakund. I'm in Delhi Kund, or in Bombay Kund, or some other Kund, or Nara Kund, or, you know. And then, so that's there, and the presiding lord of this month is called Madhava. It's the month of Madhava. In the Vedic system, a child can be born according to the Janam Nakshatra, the Rasi. It's called the Rasi. Where's the moon and what house or sign when you're born? So is it, you know, the moon is in Capricorn or Aries or Pisces or what do you call it? You know, Danu or Singha or Mace or Taurus and this and that, Makar. And then that's a syllable, ga, pa, da, ni, that's that. Then the pandits will pick a name to go with that vibration. Another system, which is not so popular, it can be, this is done by anybody, because they pick names like, you know, Rinky, Tinky, this, that, any kind of name, when it might have the right syllables. But another system, more practiced by Vaishnavas, that are strict worshippers of Vishnu, they name their children after the month they're born in, the Vedic name. So all the 12 tilak marks that we have are names of the month. There's Madhavayana, Govindavayana, Keshavaya. So there's a month, there's a Keshava month, there's a Madhava month, Damodaraya month, there's Damodara month, which you know, Kartik. So that these there's a month, Padmanav, Madhusudan, and like this. So the month of January, February we call Magmas. This is called Madhav Mas, named after Madhav, which is a name for a former Lord Vishnu, actually, and also Radha Madhav. So interestingly enough, you know, Prabhupada generally followed the system that whatever his disciple's name, if his name, the guy's name was George, is an American name, George. It begins with G. So then he would give him the name Gadadhar. You know, it's Ga, so G. His name is Stephen Gorino. So he gets the name Satsarup. His name is Harry Lechner or something. So he gets the name Ridayananda, like this. So Prabhupada, you know, he's all-knowing, and he gives me the name Mahanidhi. And Ma, M-A, is spot-on. I'm month I'm born. I'm born in Madhav month. So that is not the Rasi name. The Rasi name would be Ghi. The Rasi, my Janam Rasi, would be Ghi, like Gitam or Girdar or Giraj. That's also an interesting side note. Since my Ishtadeva is Giriraj. Giriraj Maharaj Aki Jai. So that's that. So Prabhupada named me Madhav, Mahanidhi rather, after Madhav month. And I rather like that name because it also has some higher implications also, and Prabhupada knows all these things. And then he reveals all these things to the disciple when they need to know these things. Yes? Yes. So just by bathing in a holy place for 3 days, one gets wealth and long life. One becomes free from all distress and sins and goes to Swarga if you want to stop there. If you don't want to stop there, then keep going to Vaikuntha with 21 generations. And it's basic idea is take a bath. Get clean. Take a bath and get clean. Because by this bath, you'll really get clean. You clean out all your karmic files. You just empty all your trash cans, all your computer trash cans full of karma will get dumped out. Daily snag bath destroys all sins and calamities, pleases Lord Vishnu and gives liberation. Magsnan fulfills all one's desires. If one takes Magsnan anywhere outside of his home, a Magsnan at Prayag is equal to worshipping Lord Vishnu at 100 crores of other places. Prayag is Allahabad, right? Kumbh Mela. That's why everyone else hears these things in all the little villages of India. Hey, let's back up, Joe, and go. You know, they hear these things. Nanda Maharaj heard the glories of a Ganga bath, and he packed up everybody. He was off to go into the Ganga. And Krishna Bhavana said, what's this? Now we're going to Prayag, the Tirtharaj. My father's going to Tirtharaj because some yogis were telling, some Bhagari Rishi and Sandili Muni were glorifying Tirtharaj. Now he's all jacked up to go there and take a bath and get free from his sins. So then they got as far as, you know, go over on Don Gati, and they crossed over the pass and go up down the other side and go up on there to Haridwar. I mean, to Allahabad. And then Krishna said, Dalji said, this is ridiculous, you know, I can't leave Braj, you know. I don't know about you, I got my gopis. I can't leave my girlfriends. And Panam said, what about me? I have my girlfriends too. I have my gopis. I mean, you know, I can't leave my girls any more than you can. I mean, that's right, we got to do something. And then Balaram says, look, Krishna, you're supposed to do the magic around here. I'm supposed to just pretend I don't know what you're doing. So then Krishna says, okay, well, let's say, look, Dalji, what should we do? And then Dalji's pretty smart. So Dal said, well, Krishna, you know, why instead of us going to the Ganga, why don't we bring the Ganga here? And then Balaram says, hey, Gadagraja, my older brother, you're smart. You know, that's a good idea. And then Krishna closed his eyes. Gange, 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 Aal, Jaldi Aal. And all this, shoo, and she's standing there in a crocodile. Yes, Prabhu. Oh, my worshipable Lord, I will offer whatever you want. I will submit to your will. Please, how can I serve you? She said, yes, just fill this little depression here. Go over on the hill, make it beautiful. Let these waters of Ganga flow here. So everyone was sleeping. All the cap, everyone to the cap, everyone was sleeping in the cap and their bullocks and everything all gathered around. And Ganga and Dao and Krishna having this whole dialogue privately at night. And she was so thrilled to have his darshan. You can imagine, God calls you. Hey, Bill Gates says, hey, tell Ravi, you know, Ravinder Patel, I want him to come to Los Angeles. I want to talk to him. And then take my private jet, go to Delhi, pick the guy up. I want to talk to this guy. I think he's pretty smart. We can do business with this guy. So then all of a sudden a plane arrives and flies you off to L.A. to meet with Bill Gates. You know, so that's like, you know, if you get invited, you can get darshan. Otherwise, forget it. So Krishna, Ganga was thrilled. to serve Ganga Devi. Ganga Devi was thrilled to serve Krishna. So then they woke up and Krishna said, "Daddy, look. Just we were thinking about Ganga and the Ganga's coming." And they said, "Oh yes, Manasi Ganga. And in fact, it did. It came from Krishna's thoughts, from Krishna's mind. Manasi Ganga ki. Yeah. So that's if you bathe the Prayag, you'll get 100 crores of bathing other places. I mean, worshipping Vishnu. But what about if you bathe at Radhakund? Because if you bathe once in Prayag, that Magh Snan, that equals to worshipping Lord Vishnu in 100 crores of other places. All right? 100 crores. So what about if you bathe in Radhakund, which is Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, Triveni, Sakshat. It's not Triveni. Triveni's not in Prayag and Allahabad. Triveni is Doveni. There's only two branches, the Ganga and Jamuna mixed there. Now you're going to like this. Bath rules. You don't have to follow any other vow. Nothing else is required except bathing in a holy place. All right. No fasting. Some people are fasting this month. Some really ridiculous, excessive, you know, followers of Rupa and Raghunath. You know, those people who want to follow Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami externally in their sadhaka roop and internally in their siddha roop. And they're like really crazy. They actually are trying to do vacho vegam, manasakrota vegam, jiva vedam, mudra pasta vegam. They're actually trying to control their tongues. And they're so totally out of control that they're eating once a day. Okay, that's nice, but eat like, you know, kachoris, dal, rice, everything. They're only eating khichdi. Okay, that's enough to just make you wonder what happened to this guy's brains, or this lady's brains. And then not only that, then they go so far as to say, why not give up salt also? Because there are 5 tastes that we can enjoy. We enjoy salty things, and sweet things, and bitter things, and pungent things. But in khichdi, with ghee, you can have ghee. If you have ghee and dal and rice, there is absolutely zero taste. The 5 tastes are not present there. So when one eats havyashan, which the gopis ate during Marga Shirsha to attain Krishna as their husband. Was it? Katyayani mahamaye mahayogi nidishvari nandagopam sutam devim patim me kurutena maha. They were praying to Katyayani Yogamaya Ma in Vrindavan at the Jamuna and worshipping every day. Please make the son of Nandamaraj her husband and eating Havishan. They were eating khichdi without salt or spices or anything. Rice, dal, and ghee. And for North Indian cowherd girls, rice is pretty austere. You can imagine. How many people in UP eat rice? Okay, sometimes, somewhere, a little bit. How many Punjabis eat rice? Sometimes, somewhere, a little bit. How many Haryanis, whatever they call them, how many? Sometimes, somewhere, a little bit. Because it's not the grain of this weather. You know, we need wheat. So it's, and then it was freezing, it was cold. So that's, that can go to that extent. But you don't have to. So some people, it says you don't have to, but they do. So they're not very intelligent. Because if they're smart, they say, "Well, if you don't have to, then why should I? Why should I do more?" Remember the motto, right? What's our motto? Our motto is less is more, and more is more. Now, this seems to be confusing. This is one of our one-liners we said before. More is more, and less is more. That doesn't seem to be mutually exclusive. Less material activities, less material involvement, less material attachments equals more spiritual advancement, more spiritual practices, more attachment to Krishna. So less is more. And then more is more means if you chant more rounds and perform more austerity and do more Vaishnava Seva, Hari Guru Vaishnava Seva, and study more, read more, serve more, then you make more and more spiritual advancement. Tyaktva turnam ashisha mandala pati shrenim sada tuchavat sankhya purva ganama gana natabika lava sandra. He says that they were like, they renounced everything. So renunciation, vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga, that this worship that was introduced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Brajavadu Vadanam, Brajavadu Vadu Ramya Kanchit Upasanam. This Ramya Upasanam, this Radha Krishna Madhurya Ramya, Ramya Upasanam, this worship of this sweet delight and tender loving dealings of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan and Madhurya Bhav and Sakhi Bhav, Mantri Bhav. This is the Nija Bhakti Yoga. This is the way to link with God in the highest Dham of the Lord and the highest form of the Lord, Radha Krishna Yugal. And this is Nija, his own. This is what Gauranga Radharani has come to distribute to the world, to the qualified people. And what is the basis of this? What is the basis? This in this verse, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. This is the Prayojan, Nija Bhakti Yoga, and is also the Abhideya. And what is the basis of it? The Sambandha, the basis, the foundation of, to attain that goal is Vairagya and Vidya. And of course, pure bhakti brings both. That's told in the first canto of Bhagavatam. That by practicing Ahoitiki Bhakti, Vairagya and Vidya automatically come. And so automatically, as one increases their devotion, they want to give up more and more. So, more is more. More spiritual practice, more surrender, more detachment is more spiritual progress. But that's why I like this, because in Kartik there are very all kinds of detailed vrittas besides the Gilas. But here it's that's what's special about Magmas. Mag means M-A, Ma, maximum mercy. Ma. And it's Kartik. It's Kartik means it's critical. It's difficult. Kart. Karta, whatever. It's, Kartika, Kritika. There's a lot of eating things and this and that and shaving this, that. And so the same books that are describing the Kartik Mahatmya and Padma Prahan also describes the Mag Mahatmya. And the Kartik Mahatmya say all these things. Havishan and so many things. And don't give up milk products and for Chaturmasya. But then when it describes Magmas Mahatmya, it says, Chalega. Just get your body out of your house and bathe, or get the freezing cold water in your house and bathe, or whatever, bathe. And once you make it a habit, it becomes second nature. And rather, you look forward to it. And it's extremely healthy, even from an Ayurvedic viewpoint. A cold morning bath is the most beneficial thing for human health. It gives good health, beauty, good qualities, wealth, and long life. I don't think anyone would not want those things. Does everyone want? Everyone wants good health and beauty and good qualities and wealth and long life. Well, if you're destined to receive all these things in this life, which you may very well be or already have in your hand, good looks and all these things, it may be because in your last life you did the same type of vrittas and you're getting the fall, and you also have the samskaras and continue in this life to do the same type of vrittas. So then again, next life you'll be pretty and handsome or pretty or intelligent and wealthy and all the things. And if you have, it's because whatever we have now is a result of our previous activities, and if we do nothing now, then guess what happens in the next life? If you deposit nothing in a bank and spend whatever you saved, then what happens? Pretty soon you're bankrupt. So I think I basically gave you the idea, and you can read more on your leisure. Now, I wanted to mention this one thing, and then one other thing. This is part of the same class that I had. I had a very nice birthday gift last night. A pundit appeared in my dream. And I don't... it's the first time I ever dreamed about a Brijvasi. And so I was rather impressed. And, interpretation and what it all means and this and that, it has a lot of things. But I just wrote a little bit of... just wrote it down, and I thought I'd read it to you and maybe comment on it. It's a brief, if nothing else, an exercise in writing and a recording for my future remembrances. And I just called it a Swapna Shiksha. Shiksha, I believe, means instructions or teachings, and Swapna means dream. It was complete dream. On the night of my 60th birthday anniversary, because I'd already entered the time, was started already, titi. On the night of my 60th birthday anniversary, Shama Sundar Das Pandit, a Brijvasi Pandit serving Radhakund Sangam, appeared in my dream about 3 a.m. Shamsundar Pandit sits all day, every day, from 6 a.m. to lunchtime, then from 3 p.m. till 9 p.m. inside the Radhakrishna Charan Chinna Mandir, exactly opposite the central shrine of Giriraj Baba in the middle of Radhakund, known as the Radhakund Sangam. Is everyone familiar with that particular place?
Yes.
White marble, some feet of... You just seen it. All right. Winter, summer, every season, Shamsundar Pandit is there chanting, praying, and constantly repeating out loud the Gopal mantra. Kling Krishnaya Govindaya Gopijana Valabhava. Thus initiating everyone he meets. He's a Brahmin. Brahmins are the guru of society. Sannyasis are the gurus of Brahmins. And as the Vrijvasis say, Vrijvasis are the gurus of sannyasis. That's a nice thing. And in one sense, they are just like, Krishna is the guru of everyone. Adi Guru is Krishna. And he taught Brahma, and Brahma taught Narad. But who's the guru of Krishna? A Vrijvasi. Yes? Who is that Vrijvasi? Radha Rani Ki Jai. So the Adi Guru is Radharani, the guru of the guru. Narada Muni thought his father was God. And then one day he saw some guy came with four arms, and then Brahma made a lot of excitement about it, and sat him on an asana and started doing puja and worship. And Narada Muni said, "Who is this?" And then he left and he was quiet and he was a little kid. "So who's this? You were worshiping someone. I thought you were God." He said, "No, I'm not God. You're just a kid. I didn't want to try to explain everything to you. This is Lord Vishnu. He's the God. He's God. He's my origin. Watch out, there's somebody behind you." So behind Krishna is the original Adi Guru, Prem Guru, Radharani. And in one sense, the Vrijvasis are the ultimate gurus, because they have the ultimate Lord and the ultimate Dham and the ultimate conception of love. So that's what the highest guru will give, the highest ontology of the absolute truth. Winter, summer, every season, Shamsundar Pandit is there chanting, praying, and constantly repeating out loud the Gopal mantra, thus initiating everyone he meets. When audibly pronouncing the mantra in a deep voice resonating, he makes it a point to more loudly chant for emphasis one word of the Gopal mantra, which he ends the mantra with, and that is Gopi Jana Vallabha. Sometimes he says Swahami. He says, Kling Krishnaya Govindaya. Gopi Jana Vallabha. Gopi Jana Vallabha. So nice. Sri Krishna is the lover of the Braja Gopis, especially Srimati Radhika. It's very clear that Shamsundar Pandit is expressing his heart and full realizations that Srimati Radharani rules supreme in Radhakund, and that he, Shamsundar Pandit, is dedicated and sold out to her alone. Jai Jai Sri Radhe Sham. This blissful octogarian, or whatever you call it, how do you call it? Somebody lived 80, there's a name for that, octogarian or something. This blissful octogarian appeared in my dream to pronounce a most startling fact about the virtues of Magh month Brata and how seriously it was once observed here at Sri Kund. Shamsundar Pandit said, as clear as day, in my dream, that's an expression, slang, means very clearly, "Swamiji, it's nice you're doing Magh month Brata, but do you know that previously the Radhakund Brahmins would very strictly observe Magmas by only drinking Gomutra once a day and eating nothing else for 1 month. And they would pass their days observing Akanda Bhagavat Katha, daily speaking on the Srimad Bhagavatam for hours on end. This is a Magmas Brata." Shortly after this amazing dream, we woke up feeling refreshed, and even though I had only wasted 5 hours sleeping instead of our usual six. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Jaya Jaya Vrijvasis, Ki Jai. Shamasundar Das Pandit Ki Jai. So whatever little thing we're doing, it's never very much. Whether we can do more, that remains to be seen, or whether, but we do whatever we can, the best we can, and as an offering to Krishna for his pleasure. O Achyuta, O Damodar, O Giriraj, O Madhav, I'm taking this early morning bath in the month of Magh for your pleasure. Please be satisfied with my small attempts to gain your favor and glance on my minuscule, insignificant, meaningless, and worthless life. So that's the prayer one makes while bathing. So that's what our end of our little talk about Magh Mas Vrat 2011, which I thought it goes nicely together. It's like Tatvan Leela in one sense, although it's Swapna Leela. But these type of vratas are done where people only drink cow urine or panchagavya. Five things from the cow, very purifying. And maybe I can contemplate on such a thing in the future. But I was very much attracted to the idea of speaking Bhagavatam day and night. I would certainly like to have the qualification in the Rasika Bhavuvaka. A real speaker of Bhagavatam is described in the first canto of Bhagavatam. He must be Rasika Bhavuvaka. He must be qualified to relish the rasa of the Rasa Shastra Bhagavatam and situated in Bhava Bhakti. Then he can really speak the Bhagavatam. Because the Bhagavatam is the prem rasa of Radha and Krishna, not stories of Dhruva and Rukmini, Haran, and Anukut, and all the things they tell with lots of song and dance and synthesizers and flutes and tablas. But it's the real speaking of the Bhagavatam is to distribute the prem rasa. And when you hear the Bhagavatam spoken by some genuine, pure saint, like, there's so many, but I know one, and I'm so proud and happy that I'm fortunate, that I am the very fortunate little brother of Pujyapad Srila Radha Govinda Swami, who hails from Bihar, which is a very holy place. It's the birthplace of our Lord Buddha. God was born there. Bihar. It's not a joke. It's a holy place. So he speaks the Bhagavatam, maybe not a little less now, sort of a little bit slowing down, but previously very enthusiastically, and just the real thing. He really speaks the Bhagavatam. So this is Magh Mas. Nice. We can try to consider practicing a little austerity to purify our existence on this holy month. Magmas Bratta Ki Jai. Padma Parana Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.